everybody. Welcome to the Hunter's Quest podcast. This is your host, Hunter McWaters. Hope you guys are doing well. And hey, I just wanted to jump on here real quick and just give a little bit of a mid-season update. You know, I've had a few new episodes lately, but haven't been quite as consistent on releasing new episodes. I apologize if, you know, you've been wanting more, but you know, just to be honest, I've been putting a lot more focus on the video side of things, really trying to grow the YouTube platform, social, and of course the TV show and keep that all running. Plus, you know, just all the logistics of doing all these out-of-state hunts and planning for next year and the whole business side of this thing. Not complaining at all. I am totally blessed to be doing this, but it's just a lot. So, you know, I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm feeling a little stretched thin, which is, you know, you can only do so many things at a very high level. And I'm also a father, so I'm trying to balance that as well. So that's why there haven't been as consistent podcast releases as of late. I hope that'll be a temporary thing. I think once, you know, I get through the thick of hunting season and get back to a little bit more of a normal schedule, I'm hoping to maybe pump out some more podcasts. And also just I've been kind of trying to focus more on quality and not necessarily quantity. You know, for a while there, I was kind of Yeah, it was just like I felt like I had to get an episode out every week no matter what. So, you know, now I'm just trying to focus on having conversations that I really want to have and kind of I'm not trying to slight any of my previous guests. Don't get me wrong there. I'm just being more intentional, I guess, about the podcasts I do put out. And just haven't had as much time to do them, to be completely honest, and been focusing elsewhere. But that being said, I have been seeing really awesome growth on the YouTube side of things and on the social media and that kind of stuff. So I do appreciate y'all's support. If you are still, you know, a listener, thank you for understanding, and thank you for your support of listening for however long you've been listening. And don't worry, the podcast is not going anywhere. It's just slowed down, I guess, a little bit this time of year, especially with everything I got going on. But I still plan on bringing some great audio content and podcasts and great guests and interviews in the future. So I hope you'll stick around. You know, don't give up on me here. Yeah, thank you for your support. And, you know, I hope that you will follow along and subscribe to the YouTube channel, because that's where a lot of my focused effort has been going. On that note, I guess I had a couple cool YouTube releases lately. You may or may not have seen them, but my Oregon blacktail hunt that I did with Luke Dusenberry last year, where I actually shot the biggest buck I've ever shot, which just happened to be a Columbia blacktail, and capped off my North American Deer Slam. That film just released 2 or 3 weeks ago on the Leupold Optics YouTube channel. I produced that film for them. They're one of my great partners. So go over there and check that out if you haven't yet. It's a pretty cool hunt. And then after I shot my buck out there, I actually grabbed the camera and did a little roll reversal, flipped the camera on my good buddy Luke Dusenberry, who spends 99% of his time behind the camera. I flipped it around on him because it had always been his dream to kill a mature blacktail buck. He grew up in Oregon hunting blacktails, but never quite sealed the deal on a mature one. So we set out to remedy that, and we did just that and got him a really nice mature 4-point buck, actually in the same drainage where I killed mine. So I just released that as I'm talking. It's Saturday, October 12th, 2024. I just released that last night. So that film is live. It's a really cool story. And, you know, to be honest, I feel like in many ways it's actually a better story than My Hunt that's on the Loophole channel. Yeah, my buck was a little bigger, but and it was my first one and all that and the last one for a Deer Slam. But I feel like there's a little more almost story-wise to Luke's hunt because we had a real tough heartbreaker of a day right there in the middle where he missed a couple of opportunities and was pretty bummed. And we finally got him his buck on the last day, which is actually a buck that we had missed an opportunity on the day before and saw that same buck and basically in the same spot and were able to seal the deal this time. A lot of highs and lows, lots of emotion, and a really cool story, a really cool hunt, something that Luke's dreamed about for a long time and a rare opportunity for him to be in front of the camera. And also a rare opportunity for me to be filming a hunt completely, on my own and then editing it. So, I'm pretty proud of it, you know. I definitely think, well, I'll let you guys be the judge. You watch both films. Let me know in the comments how you think I did filming and editing that one. Definitely you can tell that there's different editing styles between the Loophole version of My Hunt that Luke edited and my edit of his hunt that I filmed and edited that's on the Hunter's Quest YouTube channel. There's definitely a difference in the feel. So I'm interested to see what you guys think, which one you kind of enjoy better. So, and not to mention, I'm doing a giveaway with the one on my channel, the Chapter 2. So if you go to the Hunter's Quest YouTube channel, watch Blacktail Country Chapter 2, Luke's Buck. If you subscribe to my channel and leave a comment there, I'm going to, in a few weeks, I'm going to pick a random comment out of the comment section. And you're going to get a brand new Loophole VX6 HD 3-18x52, which is a super nice hunting optic. It's one of the best hunting optics out there. I use VX6s on all my hunting rigs right now. It's like a $2,500 scope, brand new. So, and it's, like I said, it's brand new in the box, never been used. So, and you know, there's not a ton of comments on there, so you have a very good chance of winning. So go to my YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, like that video, and leave a comment on that Blacktail Country Chapter 2 video, and you got a very good chance of winning a brand new, extremely nice optic. So, yeah, that's that. Got other cool hunts on there. More hunts coming in the next couple of weeks. Got an Audad hunt I'm going to release soon. And a few others kind of escaping me right now. But anyway, as far as the season goes, it's been a great season. You know, I got my first bear in August out in Oregon. That's going to be a cool film. You know, I was able to film my buddy Josh Panzica kill a nice bear, and then I was able to get my first bear on that hunt. That'll be part of season 3. And then I did a trip to Alaska in late August, actually early September, and it was a grinder. We did a recap. You can go back and listen. There's a full recap episode of that hunt, so I'm not going to go super deep into it, but we went very hard, about as hard as you can go, tons of hiking in some of the most miserable, worst hiking conditions you can imagine. And we just weren't able to get into range of a legal bull. So it was a tough hunt, but it was a good hunt. And, you know, sometimes you learn more on those hunts that are not quote-unquote successful than you do from a successful hunt. And I think my friend Josh, this was his first time to Alaska. I think it was a really awesome experience for him. So all good things there. And then I just got back from a really unique trip that I planned. This was in New Mexico. I didn't get a chance to do a recap episode of it, so I'll just give you a little bit of details on it. But basically, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I linked up with a fellow creator. He's not 100% like in the hunting space. He does hunt and he does some hunting content. He's more of like a fitness kind of guy, I guess you would say. But anyway, his name is Thosh Collins. He's a author, speaker, content creator, fitness guy, really cool individual. And he's also a indigenous person, Native American, however you want to say it. He's a member of the Salt River Pima Nation, also known as the Owatum. So very interesting dude. And I invited him on this hunt. I wanted to just have conversations about, and I encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast I did. It's called Indigenous Wisdom with him a few episodes back. And we have a lot of the conversation, or we talk a lot about what I'm getting at here, and we dive into my motivations for wanting to hunt with him. But, you know, basically as Americans, we enjoy a lot of public land out west that, you know, at one time belonged to other people, or at least was occupied by other people. And, you know, it's a complicated history. There was atrocities on both sides. You know, I don't have a naive picture of the history, but it's an area that I think is kind of, you know, one of the dark spots, I guess you could say, on American history. You know, one of the areas that I think I wish had been handled differently. Not that I know of any other way. I don't know. You get what I'm saying. I wish there was better relations, or it was handled differently between the natives and the colonialists. So anyway, and that's still, you know, a division that's still there in many ways today. But as Americans, we enjoy a lot of this space. So I wanted to, and I also feel like we lost a lot that could have been, a lot of, I don't know, how to say it, but, we lost a lot that we could have helped each other, or just had a better relation between the indigenous folks and the colonial folks that came in. So I've always wanted to make inroads into that community to learn more about the culture. I've always been fascinated by the culture, the hunting and the warrior type culture. So, there's not that many opportunities for interaction these days, and having these kinds of interesting conversations about worldview, spirituality, hunting practices, all of the above, between native communities and mainline community, however you want to say it. So it was a very unique hunt to get together with him. I asked him to share some of his cultural practices with us during the hunt, and I shared some of my spiritual and cultural practices with him. We had tons of great conversations off the air about worldview and spirituality, and it's just nice, and something that doesn't happen enough these days. Getting together with someone from a different viewpoint, different culture, different nation, and, you know, and even different political beliefs in a lot of ways. But getting together, having conversations out of a place of love, and finding common ground. We were, you know, there were so many things about us that are different, and some might see them at odds, but to be able to get together over a hunt, enjoy a hunt together, share meals together, and hang out. It was just a really cool, unique hunt. We were able to tag out on two nice antelope bucks on the same day, on opening day. We got his in the morning. We got mine in the afternoon. So we had a great time, very unique episode, and some really cool content out of that. So go check out that podcast I did with him, and then also check him out on Instagram, Thosh Collins. I think it's thosh.collins. And check him out, and be on the lookout for that stuff. So that's what I did just recently. And then tomorrow, I'm really excited to be heading out to Wyoming. I literally am going to leave here about 4 a.m. or something and hop on an airplane. I'm going to meet up with my friend David Merrill, who, if you if you're familiar with the product Bow Spider, he is the creator of that product and owner of the company. I've known him. Literally, I met him at the first ever Total Archery Challenge event that I ever went to when I was trying to get into the space and make some connections. He was the first person I talked to. I was all nervous, you know, unsure of myself, trying to talk to people, just this little nobody podcaster. And him and his wife were super nice to me. You know, we hit it off, and I've pretty much seen and talked to him at almost every single trade show and event since then. And it's cool to see his company growing and then the growth I've been able to see. So we've always kind of talked about doing a hunt together, but it just, the stars aligned this year and the timing was right. I drew a Wyoming General elk tag, and, his calendar was looking good, and, we linked up and he offered to take me in. He actually has some horses, which is something I've always dreamed about. Is I've always loved horses and wanted to do that kind of nostalgic, traditional, like, you know, the thing that us East Coast guys always kind of imagine and dream about as kids, the, you know, the horseback Rocky Mountain elk hunt. So it should be really cool. I'm really excited about it. I'm going to be having Jamin Davis is my videographer for this one. Another guy who I've been knowing for a while, but haven't been able to link up with on a project yet. So I'm excited to work with him, and should be a really cool hunt. So I hope you guys will keep me in prayer for that one. And then after that, I'll be home for about 2 weeks, and then I'm going on a truly DIY mission for Colorado third rifle deer. And I'm excited about it. I'm a little nervous, to be honest, because the weather can be pretty bad that time of year in mid-November where we're going. And also, you know, it's going to be my most challenging hunt of the season. My other hunts, you know, the antelope hunt, not that challenging, to be honest with you. This hunt could be a challenging hunt, but I have a local who's helping me out. Alaska, that was also a very challenging hunt, but I kind of also had my friend Josh with me, which even though it was his first trip to Alaska, just having someone there for kind of moral support makes it a little less daunting, I guess. And then, of course, my bear hunt, same thing. I was with Josh and Luke. So, it, you know, I was kind of following their lead in many ways. This hunt, it's going to be me and Jamin Davis again. He's an East Coast guy. Obviously, I'm an East Coast guy. It's just us two. Completely DIY public land. It's going to be really on my shoulders to kind of take everything I've learned about hunting, and try to find a mature mule deer. This will be, you know, if Lord willing, I pull it off, it'll be my only second mature mule deer buck. I've killed one. My first mule deer was a small little guy, like a spike. And then, that same year, I guess I killed a nice mature mule deer buck, but, he was, you guys remember if you've been following along, he was a big old four corn, like a 133 inch four corn, which is super cool buck. I'm looking right now. I love that thing, but, I'd love to get like a decent, like mature 4x4 buck. If I can, I'm going to try to hold out, you know, if it's coming down to the wire at the end, I might fill a tag on a meat buck or something, but I'm going to try to hold out for a nice buck. And that'd be kind of like my season-wide goal this year would be to get kind of, three of the iconic Western big game species, elk, antelope, and mule deer. I've got my antelope. So now hopefully, Lord willing, I'll be filling a tag on an elk soon this week. And then it'll be on my shoulders to go out to a completely new piece of ground. I've never actually even hunted Colorado before, so a completely new state. And use everything I've learned from e-scouting to everything to try to find a decent mule deer buck. And hopefully, Lord willing, the weather will be nice. And, you know, we want good weather for the hunting, but also we want... not so much snow that we can't get around. So, and then, you know, of course I'm dealing with rental vehicles and all that. So it just adds a little extra. So I hope you guys will keep me in prayer for that one. I'm excited about that deer hunt. A little nervous. Not nervous, but you know, I really want to be successful, and it's kind of going to be all on me. It's going to be one of the tougher hunts I'm doing this year, and I have high hopes for it. So yeah, that's pretty much what I got going on, guys. I got another hunt in January, another Audad hunt with the Canis guys. I'm going to link up with Ryan Eford and Kurt from Canis Athlete and do a hunt out there and then head to SHOT Show, and then it'll be into Western Hunt Expo. And also, I'm kind of in the midst of planning a trip in June with Joe Edlington of J.E. Wilds to New Zealand. Now, he invited me over there. He's got an amazing YouTube channel, really cool guy. And, you know, the key to success, I was once told, is being able to say yes and be ready when opportunity arrives. And so, you know, like when Pedro asked me to come to Spain, I said yes. When my friend on that very first trip ever asked me to come to Alaska, I said yes. And that's what started me on this journey. And, you know, Joe invited me to New Zealand, and it's, you know, it's an expensive trip. It's logistic heavy trip. It's far away from home. It'll probably be a longer trip. But when opportunity's there, you say yes. So I'm going to do that, you know, Lord willing, and hopefully it should be a really cool opportunity and a really cool trip. So anyway, guys, super thankful for your support. Thank you for following along. Thank you for listening, for watching, for commenting, everything. I couldn't be doing any of this without you guys. So thank you so much. Thank you for your patience with kind of the slower output of podcasts. But I kind of think I've been making up for it in other places with YouTube and short form content on social. Do me a favor, if you're not already, please go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. It's, you know, it's free. It takes 2 seconds, and it's one of the best ways you can support me. Other ways, you know, if you order at Mountain Ops or Black Ovis or Heather's Choice, use that code QUEST. And, you know, pretty much any kind of hunting gear you need, you can find at Black Ovis. They have a great selection of stuff and Camo Fire, and you can use that code QUEST, save some money, and support the show. Same thing at Mountain Ops. Any supplements you need, lifestyle, clothing, kind of gym gear, a lot more stuff. They got these cool stash bags I use on all my hunts. And their apparel, their lifestyle apparel and like gym apparel is like really nice, actually. So, and I know a lot of you guys use Mountain Ops products already. So if you wouldn't mind, next time you're at Mountain Ops, use the code QUEST. You'll save. You'll help support the show. I want to say thank you to my other sponsors and supporters: OnX Hunt, Seek Outside, Canis Athlete, Leupold Optics, Barnes Bullets, Weatherby Rifles. Any of these places, try using the code QUEST. Most places it'll work. Some places I don't have a code set up yet, but I'm working on it. But yeah, guys, I just want to say thank you again. Go ahead and follow along, support where you can. And last, I'll say one more time, go to the YouTube channel and watch this new film, Blacktail Country Chapter 2. Drop a comment on there and subscribe, and you're going to have a really good shot at winning an amazing new optic. But yeah, I think that's all I got so far on this end, guys. I thank you again, and we'll see you on the next one.